Welcome to ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth. I'm Al Waller. Now, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, in 2050, it's projected that the population aged 65 and over will be 83.7 million. In addition, many workers now want to continue working past age 65, but they'll need support from their employers to be able to do that. So joining me today is Catherine Collinson, president of nonprofit Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies, to talk more about this. Now, Catherine, you did research with both employers and employees. So what are the disconnects that you're seeing between the two?
We sure did see some disconnects, especially with regard to workers' desire to extend their working lives, retire past 65, versus what employers have in place to support them. So let me give you an example of the magnitude to which people are out of sync.
Great.
So almost half of workers envision a phased retirement that involves either switching from full-time to part-time or working in a different manner or capacity. However, only 20% of employers actually offer a formal phased retirement program. So workers have this vision of how they're going to retire, and yet their employers, only 1 in 5 have a formal phased retirement program that could actually support them.
Well, there's clearly a disparity in that perception of the employer's support and in terms of working longer. So are employers taking any steps towards embracing this kind of mindset of their employees?
We'd like to think so, but we still see some gaps. In the survey, we asked both employers and workers if their company was aging friendly, mm-hmm. and we defined aging friendly as offering opportunities, work arrangements, and training and tools that are needed for employees of all ages to be successful. Interestingly, 70% of employers said, yes, we are aging friendly. However, mm-hmm. only 56% of workers say that their employers are aging friendly. Okay. And perhaps a really important litmus test is whether an employer has adopted a formal diversity and inclusion policy statement. And what we found is this, just 23% of employers say they have adopted a diversity and inclusion mm-hmm. policy statement that specifically references age among other demographic characteristics.
Okay, well, that's interesting. Now, do you have any recommendations for how phased retirement transitions might succeed?
Yes. For workers, it is imperative that you do your homework. One, prepare yourself for a longer life, stay healthy. Of course, perform well at your current job, keep your job skills up to date, get out, network, meet new people. And if you're planning to transition at your current employer, be very discreet in terms of how you test the waters, because you don't want to set off any alarm bells that you might be retiring
sure.
when you're not ready.
Not a good idea.
So be very discreet about it. And keep your eyes open. Look for other people in the company that may have already successfully done so, and then connect with them, take them out to coffee, and ask them how they accomplished it. Of course, if your employer does offer phased retirement, that makes things much easier. But it's not impossible if your employer doesn't, but you just got to be really stealth about it.
Great intel, Catherine, and thanks again. That's actually all the time we have for today on ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth. Until the next time, I'm Al Waller on WYPR, your NPR news station.